This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Counting of votes is in progress for the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. The latest trends indicate that Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is leading in the 90-member Haryana Legislative Assembly, while the National Conference and Congress Alliance has crossed the halfway mark in the 90-member Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly. As per the latest report, in Haryana, 61 results have been announced so far. The BJP has won 30 seats and is leading in 19. Congress has won 29 seats and is leading in 7 seats. Indian National Lok Dal is leading in 2 seats, Independents have won 2 seats and are leading in 1. BJP leader and Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini has registered victory from Ladwa seat. Congress leader and former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda has won Gadi Sampla Kiloi seat in Rohtak. Wrestler Vinesh Fogat from Congress has won from Jalana constituency. BJP's Nikhil Madan has won from Sonipat seat. Haryana Minister Moolchand Sharma is ahead in Ballabgarh. Independent candidate Devendra Kadian has won from Gannaur seat. Polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly took place on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, 89 results have been declared so far. National Conference has won 41 seats and is leading in 1. Bharatiya Janata Party has won 29 seats. Indian National Congress has won 6 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party has won 3 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference has won 1 seat. Communist Party of India Marxist has won 1 seat. Aam Aadmi Party has won 1 seat. And Independents have won 7 seats. Former Chief Minister and National Conference leader Omar Abdullah has won from both Badgam and Gandharbal constituencies. Peerzada Mohammad Sayed of Congress's registered victory from Anantnag seat. Abdul Majid Bhatt of National Conference has won Anantnag West seat. Sajjad Ghani Lone of Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference has registered victory in Handwara. Mohammad Yusuf Tarigami of CPIM has won from Kulgam Assembly constituency. Senior Congress leader Ghulam Mohammad Mir has won from Duru seat. Dr. Bashir Ahmed Viri of National Conference has won from Sri Gufwara Bijbehra seat of Anantnag district against Iltija Mufti, daughter of PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in 3 phases on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of this month. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan were also present on the occasion. The gross enrollments under the Atal Pension Yojana APY have surpassed 7 crores with an enrollment of over 56 lakh in the current fiscal year so far, according to the data released today by the Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority. Before we close the bulletin, here are the latest trends again. In Haryana, 66 results have been announced so far. BJP has won 33 seats and is leading in 16. Congress has won 30 seats and is leading in 6 seats. Indian National Lok Dal is leading in 2 seats and Independents have won 3 seats. In Jammu and Kashmir, 89 results have been declared so far. National Conference has won 41 seats and is leading in 1. Bharatiya Janata Party has won 29 seats. Indian National Congress has won 6 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party has won 3 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference has got 1 seat. Communist Party of India Marxist has won 1 seat. Aam Aadmi Party has also won 1 seat, while Independents have won 7 seats. In sports news, in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, Australia will face New Zealand in the Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in Sharjah this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Both the teams had won their opening matches at the tournament and they will try to continue their winning streak. Yesterday, England defeated South Africa by 7 wickets in the match played at Sharjah. And that is the end of this news bulletin.